Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
If you like great food, then today is a great day for you because Ruhlmann's is open.
Christmas morning.
It is Christmas. We had Ruhlmann's Eve yesterday. It's Ruhlmann's Day today because from now through Sunday, you can dine for lunch or dinner on Highway 6 in Ashland at Ruhlmann's Steakhouse.
I got a question.
A great place for a meal.
I got a question for Bill and Jake.
About what?
Does Ruhlmann's get even more enticing as the temperature drops?
I think so.
Oh, it does. It really does. I hate to push back on the nice July day at Ruhlmann's, but it's when all of a sudden there's a little crisp in the air. Ho, ho, ho. Fireplace, because the fireplace matters at Ruhlmann's. It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think when there's a little snow on the ground.
How about simple answer is yes.
When there's a little snow on the ground and you have this little haven.
That's a haven there.
Yeah,
that's definitely a haven.
It's blowing and all that blustery. You got to put up your collar or whatever you do, but you can slip
you
in
popping
there.
Your collar,
yeah.
And it's why are you popping the collar?
Well, just
Steve, do you see yourself as you pop the collar? Do you see yourself with a scarf on this time?
Bill, I'm not a scarf person. I don't mind scarves, but I don't own one.
No, I've never been a scarf person, but I have my admiration for the scarf person is so high. And there's that kind of that special knot, how you tie it around your neck. It's not just whip it around your neck. There's kind of a little special way you do it. And when someone shows up, you know, in a nice winter jacket and a scarf, they one up me so fast that it's very intimidating to me.
That seems, listen, I know this could be controversial. That seems South Lincoln more than North Lincoln scarves.
It's everywhere.
I can
Steve.
See that.
It's everywhere.
Right.
I hate to divide the city like
that. Yeah, the best part is that both sides of the city travel to Ruhlmann's.
That's true.
They do.
They unite
north
at Ruhlmann's.
And south and east and west.
Let's get back to Ruhlmann's. Let's get off the scarves.
You can unite at
yes.
Ruhlmann's.
Go see Phil and the squad.
It's scarves unite.
Ruhlmann's Steakhouse. We're open today, 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. for lunch and dinner at Ruhlmann's Steakhouse in Ashland. So yesterday, Lane Kiffin was at the podium for the press conference. Now, Ole Miss beat Oklahoma 35-26 this past weekend. Brett Venables was doing his coach's show on Sunday, and this is the quote that I guess bothered people that reached that, and they asked the same question to Lane Kiffin. Venables said on the coach's show, quote, "I felt like we were the better team. At the end of the day, it's a game of performance and executing, and I thought they out-executed us," end quote. Seems somewhat harmless, right? A little bit harmless?
Yes and no.
I mean, he's on his own coach's show.
Saying that we're the better team after a loss is not ever a good look, right?
Sure.
Right?
He did say we didn't execute well. They performed better.
Yeah, he couched it, but
so,
don't say that.
Lane Kiffin was asked his thoughts on Brent Venables' comments yesterday. Here's Lane Kiffin's response from Ole Miss.
That's an interesting take. That's a hot take. You're a better team. I wouldn't have thought that people watching would say that. You know, I felt that one, we won at their place in weather that as a defensive head coach, you would normally, wish for, and won by 8 points. And I think we left a lot out there. I think we should have won by a couple scores. So I don't know how he evaluated that game, that they were the better team. I mean, we'd way more yards, 21 first downs to 14, and We played, what, 87 plays of offense, and they had one sack and didn't force any turnovers. That's a interesting take. But whatever he needs to say.
And also following up to road trips
maybe
to Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team last year, too, when we beat them. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Following up on the road against Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat them 55-19 in the national championship. Maybe you had the better team at Clemson when we beat them 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question, my bad.
Lane!
You got me on that.
Lane! Look at the wow.
What a beautiful man.
That's a wow.
Yeah.
That's Lane
Kiffin. He went back to the Oklahoma. So when they were playing him at Oklahoma, when they were at USC, and then he went back. Oh, wow. That was Lane Kiffin. Thank you. I just enjoyed
it. That was amazing.
He's awesome.
He was very,
he's
the man. You know, he eviscerated Venables in a very pleasing way. It wasn't
pleasing.
Obnoxious at
no,
all.
It was very pleasing.
Right. It wasn't
there's definitely.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More to the story.
Yes,
there's something yes. underlying there a little bit. Why when it was that annoyed him a little bit, I don't know if he takes kind of those incredibly entertaining shots at him if they were probably closer in some aspect. Although he did mention Kirby Smart's weight,
he did,
and his calories being burned last week, which again was just great for the three-legged stool. This stuff is gold.
We love
so
Lane
we
Kiffin.
Appreciate Lane.
Yeah, he's a. That, I didn't hear all of it. I didn't hear it when he kept going back.
Yeah, I like the fact that the guy tries to ask a question twice. He says, I'm not done yet. Right. Or the time we beat him here. Or how about this time we beat him?
Maybe they were better then, too.
Maybe they were better that day, too.
Yeah, Lane's the best.
Maybe they were better last week. I don't know. Last year, I mean. Maybe they were better last year when we beat them. I don't know.
That's why we need Lane to not, again, their schedule is very favorable to end the season. We need him to go, you know, win the rest of the games, go be 11-1, make the playoff, so we can have more Lane Kiffin talk in the postseason.
Wasn't that amazing? He crushed Venables without being obnoxious. He would be hard,
you know,
to
87
deal with,
snaps, though. They had one sack on us.
Yeah, he went stats, he went history. He went back 15 years. It was great.
Does it make you wonder if he was asked or if he was told that the reporter was going to ask that. That happens. Or he maybe even reached out.
I think he
out.
Was teed up on this one.
Well, what I'm saying, Bill, is there's been coaches that will ask you, I've been asked to ask a question.
hey, make sure you ask this. And it might, you know, I don't, I'm not tipping my hand. I've covered 15 different coaches here, but the Keith might reach out and say, hey, make sure you ask this question. I bet that's what happened there. He was too ready for that, right? He couldn't have summoned.
He was ready for it, or he definitely had been told just prior to, or a good amount of time, that, hey, have you heard what was said by Venerables? Even if they weren't asked to ask the question, he was, my guess is, well aware of the, I don't think the first time he heard about the statement was during that press conference.
No. Hey, Bill, as a coach, I'm just going to ask you a loaded question. You don't want to hear a coach from a team you just beat say they were the better team, even though they just lost to you. Is that, you don't want
no,
to
hear you, that. I would have, you know, if you, I'm sure Keith Mann 101 would probably educate you. So if you're going to talk about something like that, we felt we were as talented as them. We just didn't execute as well. We felt we were very well prepared and on the same. We were on par with them and didn't get it done. But the we're better team. That's a little bit harder to be able to say that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
At the same time, I would say that most would just most people would probably say at a press conference, most likely. And again, not what I want. I want Lane Kiffin all day. Most would probably say, well, the scoreboard says different, and they'd probably move on immediately after that. Yeah. They'd probably just say, well, the scoreboard didn't say that they were the better team. And then they'd move on to the next question, and Lane's stuff is just it's incredible, and I love listening to him.
He had to be prepared, I think, for that.
Thank goodness that he was, because
yeah, it was beautiful.
That was a wonderful clip.
Yeah, Lane.
Thank you, Lane.
So are they, Bill, do you regard Ole Miss as a certain playoff team? Certain?
Right now, I would think so because of the – I just think that even with two losses that they probably get in. You know, they have one tough loss at Georgia, and they led in the third quarter.
Right.
So as a committee going, okay, one loss at Georgia. They went to Oklahoma. Yeah. No one really wants to go to Oklahoma and play. That's a they were the number one defense in the country.
God.
And so that's still a big win, and they've had several big wins. And so – It would be shocking right now, today, if the playoffs start and Ole Miss isn't in it. Yeah. That will be a shocking story. That will be a bad story for Ole Miss.
Oklahoma, Iowa, very tough. You always mentioned tough places to play. Those strike me as about as tough as it gets. Oklahoma, because it's so close. The people are so close to you. And Iowa, same way. Right?
Obviously, the key is those guys jogging out of the tunnel also. Because it's like the players are what makes it really tough. Yeah. It's like if you want the crowd to be crazy nuts on Saturday night, then you have to match that with your play. Because you're not going to get – you don't get – anytime you go to any stadium, you've been on both sides, Steve, seen it where it's crazy against a team you were covering, mm-hmm. and it just went away because the other team took it away.
100%.
Crowds do not stay crazy unless the product on the field allows it.
100%.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day are next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.